Are you happy to be in the house of God tonight?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Truly He is good, isn't He?
Amen.
Have you been feasting on the manna since Sunday?
Amen.
Did you enjoy yourself and get a little of a blessing Sunday?
Amen.
Well, get ready for more good stuff.
Amen.
We've got a lot of stored up food in there, and it's something that we can feast upon. During the drought, when everything's going on, we have stored up food. How wonderful
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
Where would we be, church, if we didn't have that word today
Amen.
Feast upon? Well, we just pray that you've come prepared tonight. Are you prayed up?
Amen.
Expecting a blessing?
Amen.
Oh, then we're going to have a good time, a real good time. This message is truly, it's a living word. Do you believe that?
Amen.
You know, there's many things that that prophet spoke that I don't believe we know hasn't even come to pass.
Amen.
There's things that he said that sound like it was for that day, but I believe it is for this day.
Amen.
It's just now when that prophet spoke, he didn't know him. When it was, sometimes he said it was hard for him even to know is, am I someplace else? Am I in a vision? Where am I at? What's going on? So that living word is sometimes he said something and it's just now being fulfilled before our very eyes. And truly, I think that we're seeing word fulfilled today. In this church with you all here, us gathered around in unity, is the word being fulfilled for our day. You believe that? Well, I'm going to give you just a little bit of nugget of living word to what we're going to hear tonight. Is that I'm sorry I wasn't able to give you the tape before time. I really like for you to hear the tapes before, as many times as you can before you come to church. That when Brother Bram's getting ready to say something, you can say, here comes my favorite word. Brother Branham says, this is the living word. We see the nations uniting. We see the world uniting. We see the churches uniting. We see the bride uniting.
Amen.
Uniting with the Word.
Amen.
Is that what
Amen.
We're doing?
Amen.
Amen. Why? The Word is God. And as the Word, as the bridegroom, being the Word, and the bride being the hearer of the Word, that's us, they come together in unity. They unite like a wedding. See, they're getting ready for a wedding. Praise God. Are we getting ready for a wedding?
Amen.
And they become one. The Word becomes you. You become the Word. Praise the Lord. At that day, you'll know all the Father is, I am. All I am, you are. All you are, I am. In that day, you'll know that I'm in the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. See, at that day. What day? This day. That's the living word right now. He's talking about this day. This Wednesday night. We find out the greater hidden mysteries of God being revealed. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, there's so many nuggets in those messages.
Amen.
It just goes on and on and on. And it's so wonderful that you hear it so many times. And then when you play it again, it's like, I never heard that before.
Right.
What a truly a blessing to the bride of Jesus Christ. We do want to get right into the word, but we've got another quote.
Praise the Lord.
Sorry, I'm sure you all heard this one and you listened to it this morning. And how many of you heard quote of the day? Praise the Lord. Man, those nuggets in the morning is so wonderful to be able to hear that prophet's voice and to speak to us. The word in the morning is the way to get started. It's on the message of the 10 virgins. It's so blessed my heart. He didn't displease him what the Lord said do. Enoch done it. Now he was a type. Remember, the ark is a type of the Jews. The 144,000 that carried over, which is Noah and his bunch. But Enoch went home just a little bit before the flood. You know that? So Enoch just kept walking in the light till one day he felt his feet getting off the ground. He just kept walking, and he walked on into glory without even dying. That's right. God took him away because he was walking in the light with a testimony that he walked in the light. God kept walking and walking. Let's get on our walking shoes, church.
Amen.
Keep walking in the light. Beautiful light. Comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Let's sing. Let's stand and sing that song.
We walk in the light. Such a beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus.
Each one of us has brought him with us.
Amen.
For no matter where we go, we want him with us. Amen?
Yes.
We need him every minute of every hour of every day.
Yes.
We need you, Lord.
Yes.
We need you. And we are truly a needy people.
Yes.
We need him so much.
Amen.
And when we don't even know he's there. Just a quick testimony. We have a young boy that was working for us up at the Voice of God. As you got your heads bowed. And he was working up in one of the buildings. And one of the brothers that was working there with him started thinking about him. He'd been in there about 25 minutes. And he went in there to find out. And he was passed out on the floor. He had a generator, but it was sitting outside. And it was blowing fumes in the inside. He was completely passed out with carbon monoxide. A little bit of Noah Smith. They rushed him to the hospital and they pumped oxygen into him. The doctor come out and he goes, I don't know what, but he's only got 5 or 8% of carbon monoxide in his lungs. He's perfectly all right.
Amen.
He's the very present help in time of trouble.
Amen.
To call upon his name.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do tonight, is call upon his name. Welcoming to come here, that we love him.
Yes.
We want to worship him tonight in his word.
Yes.
And that if you'll believe that whatever you have need of, if you'll raise your hand to him and say, Lord, you know my request. You know what I have need of.
Amen.
Lord, meet that request, Lord. I need you. I need more of you, Lord, to be more like you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Help me. Take all the things away that so easily beset me and help
us.
Grant it, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And hold that in your heart as we sing our little song. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Okay. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to be gathered together with this portion of your bride, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you so much and we're so thankful that we have the opportunity to worship you, Lord, and to hear your word, Lord. Lord, we just don't know how to express all that's in our heart, Lord. Father, you know the needs of each one of your children, Lord. crying out to you, Lord. Be with us, Lord Jesus. Give us what we have need of, Lord. Father, we just pray that you'll be with us and help us, Lord. Guide and direct us, Father. And Father, the many requests that have been turned in, that Lord, we know that you know each and every one and what their need is. You're more than able, Lord Jesus. And we, as your bride, your children, Lord, ask you to be with each and every one, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just invite you to come and be with us tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Open up our hearts to hear your word.
Amen.
May it go deep into our soul, Lord Jesus. As you're preparing your bride, let us be clay in your hands, Lord, that you can mold the character into us that you need, Lord Jesus, just to be more like you, Lord. Truly, we want to be written epistles read of all men, Lord. We just don't want to say we believe the message. We want to live the message.
Yes.
Live your word, the living word, Lord. And that's what your bride must be. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Be with us tonight, Lord. And we just commit this service now into your hands for your honor and your glory. We ask it all, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And the church says,
Amen.
God bless you. It's seeming wonderful to be in the house of the Lord. If you turn to page 30, you know it. It's higher ground. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I'm pressing on the upward way.
Stay.